We're here with Jaguars General Manager David Caldwell. And Dave, this is your first combine as a general manager. Role change, planning any different? How do you execute it differently?
Planning's a little bit different in terms of you got to think more of the bigger picture, and you know, having the second pick in the draft is obviously you know, a major component of this year's draft for us. So that is one major thing that we need to look at. And but as far as role change, no, it's just constant evaluation, and I think that's going to be the same from the time I started coming here 15 years ago.
Sort of start before the combine. How much time goes into planning what you've got to get done here? Or have you been to so many of them that you just sort of know?
Yeah, you pretty much know. We've had a couple of new coaches on staff this year, and some of the things that you take for granted, you know, after so many years, you know where the Lucas Oil is, you know where the hotel we're at, you know where all the hotels are, where you can eat. And plus, I lived here for 10 years, too, so that was a big benefit for myself. But not a whole lot has changed.
I think fans see the NFL Network combine version and maybe don't realize that there's a different combine for the people actually working it. Take me through your typical day. What happens normally from 8 to 11?
You know, the first thing in the morning is you get up and you start with the weigh-ins, you know, the first 4 days, and seeing all the players, you know, come in and their spandex and their shorts, and, you know, you get some body types and see how they interact there, you know, throughout that process, and you get the hand, the arm, the height and weight. And then you usually head up for your first group, the workout period that usually goes from about 9 until 1:30, 2 o'clock. And then you come back and you set up some different meetings with guys if you want to do that. And then starting at 6 o'clock, you start the interviews, and those can go to 11 o'clock at night.
And how important are those to you? They're a piece of the puzzle, but how big a piece?
It's a considerable piece. You know, it's our first time of actually meeting these players. You know, we've never been able to sit down with them face-to-face, at least I haven't. Some of our scouts have, and some of our coaches have at the Senior Bowl, but this is the first time for Coach Bradley and myself to sit down and look these guys right in the eye and kind of find out what they're about.
And people see 40 times, they see on-field drills. But for you, the combine's maybe a little different. You have other things to get done.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. And the other big part of it is just, you know, meeting these players and finding out, you know, anyone that has a story, you know, what their story is, and kind of finding out if they're a good fit for us inside our locker room as a Jaguar.
And you mentioned last week when we discussed some things, I guess some of it's about crossing off red flags, just making sure that you've answered the questions, that you've got a 40 time on a guy that you're not really quite sure on.
Yeah, this is really for us to confirm what we've seen over the course of these players' career, or to raise a red flag and say, you know, maybe we missed something and we should go back and look at some more film or dig deeper into a player's history.
As you said, you've gone to these for just about two decades now. When you leave Sunday, what do you want to have accomplished? What will make it a successful weekend for you? Tuesday.
To have all our dots, I's dotted and our T's crossed, you know, is a major part of this.
And you mentioned before, you sort of tailor the interviews to specific players. You don't have just a laundry list of 10 questions. You're trying to find out specific things from guys when you talk to them.
Yeah, we'll develop a game plan for each guy that comes into our room, and based off of his history, off of his play time, off of his skill set, and we'll develop, you know, a unique game plan for each player that comes to our interview.
You're a scout at heart. Is this event fun for you? I mean, is this what makes this job enjoyable?
Yeah, this is great. This is this really is a time where you can say, wow, that's exactly what I saw in film over the last 2 years, or wow, you know, I may have missed on this guy. We need to do some more work on him.
So this is better than sitting in the dark room, or is this just another piece of the puzzle?
Just another piece of the puzzle. I enjoyed a dark room.
Now, last time we talked to you on camera was the Senior Bowl. Since then, you've done a lot of evaluation and moved forward with the coaching staff with a lot of things. Feel good about where you're at?
Yeah, we feel great. We feel great. You know, Coach Bradley and his staff is working very hard, you know, putting in their systems for our team, but also evaluating our team and evaluating free agents and, you know, starting to evaluate the college players coming up in this year's draft. So we look forward to have a collaborative effort with us moving forward.
And I would assume you feel much more comfortable with what you've got on the roster than you did, again, last time we talked at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, and feeling a lot more comfortable with knowing exactly what we have and what areas we need to address.
And anything stand out in that process?
I think the biggest thing that stands out is that we have a good core group of players, which I've said before, and I think that we have a chance to be competitive pretty quickly here. with a good draft class, a good mix of college free agents, and you know, and just stacking some good decisions there.
And by now, coming out of the combine, about a 2-month period before the end of the draft, but you feel good about the game plan that'll take place as you get to that point where the roster is a little more solid.
Yeah, I look really forward to the draft and solidifying this roster to where we go into our first mini camp after the draft, and we feel really good of where we're at.
And you talked before about not so much having a plan, but being prepared is really the key. Knowing, I guess, being prepared for situations that are going to arise.
Absolutely. You don't know what, you know, how free agency is going to pan out. You know, a player you may think may not warrant a large contract gets a large contract that you weren't prepared to to pay, and vice versa. There might be a player that you think warrants, you know, a considerable contract that, you know, you may be able to, you know, get it for a reasonable price. So we just need to be prepared for all those scenarios.
Dave Caldwell, it's an exciting time. Enjoy your first combine with the Jaguars.
Thanks, John.